हरे कृष्णा। वी कांट इरेडिकेट द पास्ट, वी नीड टू एंगेज इट्स प्रोडक्ट। समटाइम्स व्हेन रिवोल्यूशनरीज गेट पावर इन अ कंट्री एंड दे ओवरथ्रो द टायरेंट्स, दे गो ऑन अ स्प्री ऑफ डिस्ट्रक्शन वेयर दे वॉन्ट टू इरेडिकेट ऑल द रेमनेंट्स ऑफ ऑल द रिमाइंडर्स ऑल द रेमनेंट्स ऑफ द पास्ट टायरनिकल रिजीम। Now, yes, at one level, anything that reminds us of the unpleasant past, we may want to remove it. But we can't eradicate the past. It is after all the tyrants who gave birth to the tyrants, gave birth to the revolutionaries. Not literally, but metaphorically, in the sense that because of the tyrants' tyranny, the revolutionaries were born. So, the revolutionaries became revolutionaries rather. Now, this does not mean that the tyrants are good, but the fact is, we are products of our past, whether we like it or not, whether we accept it or not, whatever it is. And we cannot completely eradicate the past. At the very least, even if we remove all the symbols of the past, still the past's influence on us, on our consciousness, on our character will still be there. And we need to learn what we can from it and grow from where the past has brought us now. A similar relationship, a similar dynamic applies in the relationship between spirituality and psychology. Now, when we come to spirituality, when we get spiritual knowledge and understand that we are eternal spiritual beings, we are souls who are parts of God and who are meant to delight in pure eternal love for Him, then we turn from this, then we want to give up all our materialistic conditionings and materialistic attachments. And often the potency of bhakti is so great that we are able to make a clean break from many of our gross material attachments. At the same time, we cannot deny or eradicate our entire material nature. No, the way we have lived in the past, that has made us who we are right now. We have a particular nature and that cannot be wiped out or wished away. The Bhagavad Gita acknowledges this in 7.33 when it states sadrushyam cheshtate svasyaha prakriter jnanavanapi prakritim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyate. So sadrushyam cheshtate svasyaha. Svasyaha, according to one's own nature, cheshtate, act. Prakriti sadrusham cheshtate svasya prakriter jnanavanapi. Even those who have knowledge, they act according to nature. Indeed, prakritim yanti bhutani. All living beings act according to their nature. Nigraha kim karishyati. What will repression accomplish? This rhetorical question, as the conclusion of this verse, stresses that actually we can't repress our nature. So from the way we have been in the past, we might have been materialistic, we might have been conditioned, and certainly we need to get over those gross conditionings, especially those which are sinful or anti-devotional. But we have certain natures. Some of us may be Brahminical, some of us may be Kshatriya oriented, some of us may be Vaishya oriented. Whoever we are, we actually have to use it all according to our capacity in Krishna's service. And to the extent we use it in Krishna's service, to that extent, we move from where we are ahead. So, the product of the past is our present psychophysical nature. We can't eradicate it. Yes, the anarthas that are there, which have come from the past, we have to discipline them and we have to regulate them and we have to remove them. But the products of the past in terms of the psychophysical nature, we need to engage it. If we try to eradicate it and think that I will have make a total break from the past, is not going to work. It's the same person who is moving from the past to the present to the future. So by making peace with the past, making peace with our psychophysical nature, this is how I am right now. And Krishna is ready to accept me as I am. That's how Krishna has given me the opportunity to practice bhakti right now. So let me not resent what I am, but let me engage whatever I have. Let me use however I am in Krishna's service. And in this way, by acceptance of who we are presently, we move towards transcendence by steadily serving Krishna with whatever we have. Thank you. Hare Krishna.